Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and welcome back for another episode on the Jewels and Gems podcast. Today is going to be all about Libra season. I really wanted to continue with this series because I just felt it was very, you know, beneficial in many ways for people to get a bit of an idea as to what each astrological season entails. Not only from the perspective of what your sun sign is, but as in what is the collective energy we are being invited to embody and harness during each particular new season of the year. Because each season has a purpose. Each period has something different for us to learn from, to understand, and actually it serves our you know, greater good. It's all here to support us in the best way possible. And sharing all this with you is definitely something that brings me a lot of joy. And I hope you guys are also enjoying this. If you guys haven't done it yet, please make sure I say that now because I don't really say these things. So I thought I might say it at the beginning. Please make sure you, just subscribe to the podcast or rate it if you haven't done already. That would mean a lot to me and to this work. And your feedback is always greatly appreciated. So don't be shy to ever come to me to ask me questions, to give me feedback about an episode, or to share with me what would you guys like to see or hear next on the podcast. It's always an absolute pleasure to hear from you guys. So yeah, let's talk about Libra season. I definitely feel like it's a beautiful, beautiful time of the year. I love Libra season for many reasons. First of all, it symbolizes, as it is a cardinal sign, it symbolizes the beginning of a new season, which is autumn. Each cardinal signs in the zodiac represents the beginning of a new season. For instance, Aries starts spring. Then we have Cancer starting summer. Now it's the turn of Libra to start autumn. And then Capricorn will start winter. And this cycle goes like that again and again. And it's something beautiful about it. And I definitely really love and resonate with Libra energy because of the fact that, yes, I have a Libra moon, you know, so that is one thing. It's an energy that is very dear to me on that regard. I also happen to have a Libra midheaven. So, you know, for any of my astrology geeks out there, I happen to have my midheaven in Libra. No surprise, some of you probably could tell. But yeah, it's a beautiful energy. And we're going to do this in the similar frame of work that we've done it for previous episodes. I love to start with the general archetype that this zodiac sign represents. Then we're going to talk about some of the shadow signs of it and what is the lesson to be learned during this new astrological season. So first of all, let's remember that Libra is, as we said, it's a cardinal sign. So it's a Kickstarter, but it's also an air sign. And there's something very, very nice and beautiful about this. It is ruled by Venus, the beautiful planet of all things values, love and money. And the main thing that I think about when I think about Libra is inner peace. For me, that's one of the first things that come up. And what do I mean by inner peace? Libra as an archetype is all about developing inner peace, but you know, a feeling of balance because it's the scales, and the scales is all about balance. It's about harmony. Harmony is such a key word for Libra energy. It's about releasing stress, conflict, quarrels as quick as possible, so that ideally these elements only remain at their beginning and don't grow and, you know, don't take too much space. Something else that I really want to touch on when we think about Libra is the, if we think as well a little bit more old school, every time I visualize Libra, I see it as this beautiful old style, you know, golden scales that is trying to balance out gold with metal. And it's that idea of developing the capacity to balance out each situation, and that each point of view and each energy is by being balanced by its opposite and working this out as best as we can. And, you know, on top of that, that kind of touches a little bit what we just said earlier about harmony. But something else that's also really powerfully connected to Libra is anything associated with beauty. Because at the end of the day, Libra is ruled by Venus. When we think about that, we have to remember that Venus being the most beautiful goddess in mythology, she is, you know, the representation of ultimate beauty. And that is something that Libra, you know, really understands and values deeply. It's not just beauty as in something that is beautiful and aesthetically pleasing, but beauty also in the sense of creating a harmonious environment around ourselves, creating a space that feels nice, enjoyable, you know, that kind of just feels aesthetically pleasing. Just that's really the best way to describe it. But it's also the presence of the aestheticism or the beauty in life that Libra truly enjoys and sees and values and understands. It's the beauty in the things that we own, in our space, in our actions. All these elements here, to me, are so deeply correlated with Libra. But on top of that, as we talked about the scales, there's something very important to hear. It's Libra being an air sign. It's all about communication, self-expression, engaging with other people. And that makes Libra a very strong archetype when it comes to one-on-one relationships. It's about, for me, with Libra, it's about making space for the good people, for the right people to come into our lives, but also to develop our relationship qualities. And definitely, I would also add the fact that, you know, relationships with other people, yes, on an intimate level, for sure, but even more so, you know, on a social level. So it works both ways, as much one-on-one as it would be one to many. And the individual here, in my eyes, really is called to develop a vision of equal to equal. That is something that's really, really important for Libra energy, is that sense of equality for everybody, seeing everyone on the same level. And this way, we as people can develop a relationship that is open to change and to evolution, that each and every person around us can decide to take part in if they want to. And, you know, something that Libra energy can also teach us is the importance of being open to others, you know, and to enrich ourselves on a personal level, thanks to our social relations and relationships. It's how the more public side can also support us on a personal side. I know that for me, this is a very interesting dynamic that I see a lot in Libra as an archetypal energy. And more to add to this would be, you know, talking about how Libra has that capacity when that energy is being harnessed to really, you know, see others as a mirror, revealing ourselves when we actually really dive into this even deeper. It's about discovering that other people show, actually, the people that we attract show hidden aspects of our own personality that subconsciously we are looking for to try to harness ourselves. That's why there's a concept that I absolutely love in astrology, which is the ascendant-descendant axis. If you have ever looked at your birth chart, definitely you'll be familiar with this. It's basically a line that runs horizontally in your birth chart. It starts with your rising sign and it goes all the way through your descendant. Your descendant is the opposite of your rising sign. The descendant is the energy that subconsciously you attract. So let's say you have a Sagittarius rising, that means you have your descendant in Gemini, which means potentially you're somebody that might attract a lot of Gemini energy into your life. That could be people with a Gemini sun, Gemini moon, Gemini rising, or strong Gemini or third house placements. Basically, the way I like to look at this from a more spiritual perspective is that I see our descendant as the energy we subconsciously need to harness to be able to evolve. An energy that basically we are invited to transform into our highest potential and make sure we do not fall into its shadow side. You know, so for example, someone with a Gemini descendant would naturally attract people with that kind of energy because that's the energy that currently they need. Yes, of course, they have to embody their rising, but their descendant is here to remind them, yes, but you have to remember me too, because you cannot fall into my downfalls. You have to learn to embody that part of who you are as well. And if everything that I'm saying right now sounds a bit like I'm speaking a foreign language to you and it doesn't make so much sense, please don't be shy to reach out to me. I do offer readings, different kinds of readings, from a classic natal chart to more detailed, more technical charts, such as, obviously balance, business and career. I also do karma and purpose chart readings. And more recently, I've started doing also astrocartography, which is locational astrology, to help you find the best places for you to travel to or to live in. If this is something of interest, feel free to reach out. There will be links in the show notes as well for you if you wish to book. I don't have many availabilities on a monthly basis, but I do my best. And it's always a wonderful one-on-one experience to meet you guys. As much as it is for, the people receiving their own readings, but as well for me, because I find it so enriching and beautiful to be able to meet you and talk to you. But yeah, the idea here for me is about Libra is really to discover and understand that you, for instance, can learn from others what you don't easily have mastered yourself. You know, and then over time, you know, you can give what you have learned to other people as well, because this circle doesn't stop. And this is how Libra is inviting us over time to really become more and more aware of everything that we can achieve, of everything we can learn, when we actually take the time to stop and listen. For me, this is what Libra energy is all about. It's listening to the other person sitting in front of you, not just doing all the talking, not just telling them everything you've been going through, not just simply saying what's on your mind, but just taking the time to stop, pause, and listen to what they have to say, what wisdom they have to share with you, and witnessing how that other person can reveal so much and can reveal so much about who you could potentially be. If this Libra energy, for example, becomes a little bit over the top and it's not necessarily well lived, for example, let's say you're somebody with a lot of strong Libra placements yourself, and you know, you're finding it hard to navigate that energy. These things that can happen, you know, that's why also I like to put that as a warning for Libra season in general, for all of us. It's important to remember that we have to remember that it could be dangerous to fall into some of these shadow sides associated with Libra. One of them, each sign has shadow sides, just to be clear before I get started, before someone even questions what I'm saying. Each zodiacal sign has its shadow signs. But here today, specifically about Libra, is going to be about learning to say no. Because sometimes Libra energy can struggle with that. Struggle with the idea of saying no to something coming up. Because there's a fear of, you know, maybe needing that thing later on, or fearing that maybe they won't have access to it later, and you know, that's why they have to say yes straight away, even if it doesn't suit. And you know, someone like that, living constantly in fear, for example, you know, that has some of those shadow sides that's been lived and experienced, they find it hard to go through things. Sometimes another difficulty could be giving beauty too much importance, giving appearances too much importance, and, you know, forgetting that sometimes it's also as important to focus on the inside than it is to focus on the outside. It's also about learning to make a decision, because sometimes Libra can have a bit of a difficulty with the concept of making a decision. Not because they're indecisive, though. And I know what I'm going to say, some people might not agree with me, but Libra is not indecisive. Libra just wants to, how can I phrase that in a way that's going to make sense? Libra wants to have all the options open. And Libra wants to test, because Libra is an interpersonal zodiacal sign. At the end of the day, it's an air sign. It's about connections. It's about other people, you know? And something very interesting about Libra is that when you ask, for example, let's say you have someone in your life that's a Libra on strong Libra energy, and, you know, you ask him, okay, what do you want to do tonight? And if they actually turn around and say, well, I'm not sure, what do you feel like doing? I bet you it's not that they are being indecisive. My feeling on it is that they are testing you. They are testing you. They want to know what you think, what you want. And after that, they'll make up their minds. they just, you know, obviously they want to, you know, that's what's happening. It's a test. But the idea here is really to really remember, though, that it is the mediator of the zodiac. Libra really is. But at the same time, if there was one area that could be a bit difficult for Libra, is that sense of being more struggling with the concept of expressing their fears, expressing their anger, or the fact that they disagree with something. Definitely that could be problematic over time, because then it creates a fake sense of peace and harmony, which can be very hurtful for them after all. You know, being dependent of other people, you know, on an intimate or social level, that's also sometimes something that can happen. Sometimes what I see with some people with strong Libra placements, such as a Libra South Node or Libra Chiron, or placements like that, maybe even Moon, Libra Moon, there's that sense of, you know, being interdependent in relationships. And that's something that could be hurtful too. And it's important to remember that as well. Don't dissipate yourself in numerous situations and activities where you just want everything to be beautiful and wonderful, and actually it's things that don't have that much meaning for you deep down. Libra sometimes really wants to belong to a group as well. It's an energy that's very much about projecting themselves on others and other people, which could be a little bit complicated as well, and can create, I would say, conflict, even though it's something they want to avoid at all costs typically. But yeah, you know, I would say definitely that energy is also about believing a little bit more in yourself, because sometimes I feel there's a difficulty to maintain a positive, fruitful relationship with the self, because it's a zodiacal sign that's just so focused on others. There's that sense of admiration and dependency that's sometimes a little bit too strong, that Libra as an archetype might get to believe that they're incapable of doing anything by themselves. And that's why it's important to be very, very careful. Now on the other side, there's also the other extreme. It's, for example, someone that has powerful Libra energy, but that is not allowing themselves to embody it the way it should be embodied. Like, they're kind of rejecting it in a sense. I've seen that sometimes. I would be careful with that too, and I'll tell you why. What does that mean? Rejected Libra energy in a person's chart. It means that it could be somebody, for example, that don't allow themselves to have beautiful things. It's someone that is probably pretty depressed or stressed out because they don't allow themselves to enjoy what is beautiful, even though for them, beauty is important because it brings them joy. And they're, you know, it's very complicated in that sense. It's, for example, somebody that's not taking the time to balance different positions or viewpoints, and only decide to follow one path, one way of thinking, and stick to that, and not allow themselves to see any other options or other ways. It could also mean somebody that's constantly, you know, stuck in arguments, provocations, and someone that lives by that And unfortunately, sometimes it could be somebody that is constantly looking for these to happen and to come to them. It could also mean somebody that struggles with socializing or that feels lonely, timid, shy, asocial at times. And after all, it could also be someone that, you know, constantly projects their drawbacks or their problems on other people and on situations around them. It's a very negative energy. It's very much about dwelling, you know, like it's not good. And last but not least, it could also be somebody that's struggling to make themselves seen. You know, that stops evolving because they're stuck in their bubble and they're afraid of intimacy with other people. They're afraid of the one-to-one relationship level. So what are some challenges from my perspective as an astrologer about Libra energy and Libra season? Because at the end of the day, you know, whether you know your chart or not, maybe in some of the things we've covered today, maybe you resonate with some of it. So let's dive in quickly into some of the challenges. Challenge number one for this Libra season: finding ways to feel good, balanced, and at peace inside of ourselves. This is going to be the number one, because everything starts from there. Everything starts from there. We're just after finishing Virgo season. Virgo season was all about stepping out of Leo season. And Leo season was about stepping out of Cancer season. What do I mean by that? I know it sounds a bit obvious said like that. But if we wind back the clock, we won't go too far back. It's going to take too long otherwise. But what was Leo season about? If you remember our previous episode, if you haven't listened to it, please go and check it out. It's really valuable info. Leo season was all about enjoying ourselves, having fun, because it was that season of the year where we are invited to step into that energy and to nurture our inner child and do things that makes our inner child happy. Dive deep into our creativity and our passion. Then comes Virgo season, which is more pragmatic, which is here to say, okay, now let's quit all this. Now it's time to get started. It's time to get back to work. It's time to get back to school. It's time to tidy. It's time to do a big spring clean of the house. It's time to get things back in order. Now we're in Libra season. And what is Libra season about? It's about remembering, yeah, that's all wonderful and stuff, but, you know, now I need to look after myself. You know, I've had fun. Everything is in order. Now let's find the way to affirm ourselves. So stand in our ground, but at the same time, by maintaining a harmonious way about it. So maintaining harmony while standing up for ourselves. And it's about engaging with other people. Now is a great time to find a way to combine our true identity with diplomacy when we are confronted to other people. And something else I would also like to touch on for this Libra season is now we're also being called on to finding the right way to establish healthy relationships, but even more so, healthy, intimate, and social relationships that will remain in constant evolution, that will be beneficial for ourselves, but also for others. Very important. whether that is on a very one-to-one intimate level or one-to-many more social level. Libra season for me is the time where autumn starts. But on top of that, it's also a time for us to remember that finding in the world, in the external world, people that can teach us what from a first standpoint might seem a bit unusual or different from what we know, or seeming like something outside of our comfort zone or outside of our natural gifts and talents, well, to learn from these people and to allow ourselves to understand that there's something in it for us here to learn as well. And that if they can do it, so can we. And I think this is really powerful for anyone out there. And if you happen to have Libra energy as well, even more so for you, because this is then a topic that's not going on for you just at this time of the year. It's probably going on for you all year round. It's remembering your worth. It's remembering that your worth is not based off your relationship or your relationships. You're worthy for just being who you are, because who you are as is worth everything. And that you can also be your best friend. And last but not least, finding a way to make society receive what we have learned. So, you know, really connecting to people, absorbing as much from them as we can, you know, allowing ourselves to witness the magic in that, and understanding that whatever they do, you can too. Whatever these people have achieved, you can do it too. And listen, open your eyes, open your ears, open your mind to all that wisdom that's actually there for you to receive. Once you have received it, it's very important to continue this cycle and for you then to continue sharing that beautiful wisdom to other people and maintain this circle and maintaining this so it benefits the greater good. To me, this is what Libra season is all about. You know, we have tapped into our creativity and our hobbies and fun and joy and all the good stuff with Leo. We are back in order when it comes to daily tasks and daily responsibilities, and we have put our health in order. Now it's about opening ourselves to the external world. It's about opening ourselves to the magic of other people. That to me is really what Libra season is all about. So, you know, now is the time to connect. Now is the time to share. Now is the time to invite your friends for a meal, a drink, you know, be there for them so that they can be here for you. And allow the magic to reveal itself to you. Because, you know, it's so crucial, it's so important, and there's so much magic in it. Well, that was really, really, really fun for me. I really enjoyed talking about Libra season. It's something definitely that's very important, you know, that's very powerful for me as well. And I definitely resonate a lot with what we talked about today. And I hope it made sense. I really hope it did. Sometimes it can be a bit tricky to explain some of these concepts. So hopefully I'm doing it in a way that's clear and in a way that hopefully makes it seem not so complicated. I really hope so. But yeah, I mean, this was today's episode, guys, for you. Again, I would like to say thank you so much, guys, for listening. I just wanted to share one last bit of info for you. If any of you are enjoying these podcast episodes and maybe you wish to go a little bit deeper in some of the concepts we are going through on the podcast, there is one thing you can do. I have some wonderful online courses at the moment that would be perfect for you. If you want to type more into your astrology, I have a fantastic masterclass that's about teaching you how to read your own charts. So definitely check that out. It'd be in the show notes. And I have another course, which is all about how to become a modern mystic. So we discuss all things crystal healing, aromatherapy, tarot, and so many other tools. It's a really, really cool online course. And you can find both of them in the show notes. I am doing 50% off on those courses. And that is a gift for you, just for you. You can use the code podcast at check out and treat yourself to one of them. They're half price, so hopefully you're going to enjoy them. And if you wish to book a reading with me one-on-one live, I do these on Zoom. Really cool. We can do, for example, all kinds of readings, astrology, tarot, or crystals. And I do everything from 30 minutes up to 1.5 hours. So depending on how deep you want to dive into those wonderful modalities, it's for you to choose. And yeah, we can discover, for example, what is the best move for you career-wise, for instance, or I can help you and guide you with your business. I can... for example, support you on your journey towards finding what your purpose is all about. Or we can also dive into karmic astrology. These are all different readings that I provide. And more recently, we've also have the astro cartography reading, which is super fun and super cool. Make sure you check them out all in the show notes. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Again, thank you so much for listening. And I can't wait to... talk to you on the next one. Bye.